DJ Thermos, and you're listening to the Greater Pittsburgh Women's Center and Shelter Community Source Mixtape Project Podcast. That's a long title. The kids just call it there is no short name for it. Jeez, I should start.
They call it the DJ Workshop, but
okay, they call it the DJ Workshop here, which is a little bit of a misnomer because we do beat making and songwriting and recording with teens and tweens here, and we also teach creative writing. And I'm here with DJ Neek, or is it DJ Polka Dot?
Well, it was DJ Polka Dot originally, but some folks at the shelter came up with the name DJ Neek for me, so I guess I can use them both depending on my mood.
Okay, I like that.
All right, so first up, we've got Shadow in the Mirror, a track by DJ Cupid. And DJ Cupid, like so many of the other youth who have participated in the Community Source Mixtape Project workshops, kind of came in here a little bit unsure of what she wanted to write about, and then something clicked, and Shadow in the Mirror was sort of a result of that creative burst. It's a poem about loving yourself and looking at yourself in the mirror with confidence. Despite, you know, things in the world that might encourage you not to. And when DJ Cupid came into the recording studio to record her track, she ended up having another creative burst, I think, and kind of doing some freestyling in the end. So the track that she recorded is a little bit different from the poem that she originally wrote. The original poem will be included in our community-sourced mixtape project zine.
Yeah, and I wonder, we might post it on our website too.
Yeah.
Check it out, www.wcsmixtape.tumblr.com. Okay, there we go. I was wondering where the Tumblr part went in there. Got it. All right, check it out. Alright, that was Shadow in the Mirror by DJ Cupid. Coming up next, we have Kill Track from King Dutch. And this is a young man who is, you know, super excited about the recording studio and the recording process here. So you know, it's always good to have at least one of those in every group, because some people are a little hesitant about recording, but usually as soon as we get that one person going, writing their song or making their beat, everyone else is like, oh, this looks fun. I want to do something. So for our last workshop, King Dutch was totally that person. So yeah, I think you'll hear some of the energy, and also, you know, just his enthusiasm and clear, you know, interest in rapping. He's really got some, although the song isn't long, some really nice complex lyrics in there.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a couple of brainstorming exercises, but King Dutch just jumped right into the writing process, and he knew exactly what he wanted to say. There's a lot of really interesting, like, religious imagery in this song, or in this rap. And his lyrics are really complex and thoughtful. So give it a listen.
I'm not gonna make you hear my lyrics, I'ma make you feel my lyrics. My rhymes give you shivers up your back like I'm the Holy Ghost. Terminate your whole life, show you what my life's like. Lyric flows, passion glows, down on your knees and watch me go. My goons with me every day, my fallen angels try to pray, but when I spit it helps their pain. Lyric flows, passion glows, down on your knees and watch me go. My goons with me every day, my fallen angels try to pray, but when I spit it helps their pain.
All right, that was King Dutch. He called that one Kill Track. And coming up next, we have Christmas Morning by TS2. I remember that, you know, she came in the studio with a melody in her head already that she wanted to sing the lyrics. So I helped her figure out the chords for it, and we put together this song. I think it ended up with a really sort of sweet, you know, sound that I enjoy.
Yeah, so TS2 and I started by talking about things that were important to her, and family kept coming up. So she ultimately decided to write about a recent event in her life that represented the importance of family to her, and that was the celebration of Christmas with her family this past December. It's a really, really sweet song. I think the beats that she created with DJ Thermos really reflect the lyrics, and hopefully listening, you'll experience the warm vibes that she did when she celebrated Christmas with her family.
Christmas Morning. Just listening to that, I remembered when she first sang it, you know, she didn't like how her voice sounded, but then through the magic of auto-tune, she got really excited about the auto-tune sound and then wanted everyone to come and listen. I think, you know, her family that was here and the other participants. So yeah, that was a cool moment.
I think a lot of the participants are into auto-tune, and I mean, they enjoy recording their own voices, but are sometimes had to resist the impulse to auto-tune things. Which,
yeah. You know. Yeah. I mean, it's just, there's something just fun about hearing your own voice turned into that syrupy robot, you know, singing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. All right, well, next up, we've got Polite, which is a track by TS1, not to be confused with TS2.
Absolutely.
I love this track. It's really funny. The writing process for this track was really great. So TS1, we talk a little bit about how some of the participants are initially resistant to writing in the beginning, and they get really into it. I would have to say that TS1 was probably one of the most resistant participants I've worked with. since we started doing workshops here at the shelter. She, you know, had a lot of great ideas and interesting things to say in conversation, but when it came down to actually writing, she just absolutely did not want to do it, refused to do it. And so eventually I was like, okay, we're going to write a track together here. I'm going to write a line and then you're going to write a line. And I'm going to write a line and then you're going to write a line. And we're going to write this poem about how you don't want to write a poem. And she loved that idea. She got super into it. And we just had so much fun writing this track.
That's the best educator jujitsu that I've heard of in a while. So props for that. And yeah, do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, here's Polite by TS1 featuring, well, I didn't record it with TS1, but co-written by DJ Polka Dot / DJ Neek.
Yep, get those writing credits. Let's do it.
I don't want to write, so I put up a fight. I make you turn off the light, cause I shine bright. Don't need to write to show off my mic, cause I might turn out polite.
That was Polite by TS1. Short, but wonderful. And coming up next, a little bit of a darker one from DJ Steel. This one's called Peer Pressure. I remember she was really into the beat making process, although also did some really, you know, introspective and meaningful writing. This one isn't a rap song, though. It's more like a spoken word piece. DJ Polka Dot, do you want to say anything more about this one?
Peer Pressure is a poem that kind of came out of a conversation with DJ Steel about the difficulty of being a teenager, experiencing pressure from your friends to behave a certain way, to be a particular kind of person, and to fit in. And I feel like just as part of this conversation, it was clear how much insight DJ Steel had into these experiences. And while she oftentimes feels pressured and, you know, behaves a certain way around her friends, she also was acknowledging that that wasn't something that she wanted to do, and she was looking for the strength to be her own person and to challenge that. And I think that the lyrics to the poem that she ultimately wrote really reflect that, and hopefully will speak to a lot of teenagers out there who are dealing with similar issues in school and in life.
Yeah, I absolutely know this is something that I very much could have related to as a teenager and still can. And also, afterwards, after the song, we've got a little short interview with DJ Steel. So here is Peer Pressure.
When I'm around my friends, but in person I'm a really nice friend. Act like I'm tough, try to squeeze in tight spaces, but I feel like I don't belong. When they look in the mirror, I'm like, who is this person? Wanna get on the other side and change myself. I take off my mask at home.
Can you introduce yourself? What's your DJ name?
DJ Steel.
And what is your song about?
Peer pressure.
And why did you write a song about peer pressure?
I wrote a song about peer pressure because how my friends treat me in school. I feel like I gotta act like a whole different person.
That's deep. What did you learn about, you know, writing or beat making in this workshop?
That beat making's easier than writing the song.
Yeah, that's usually true.
Might sound easy.
Would you come back? Do you think that you know, do you want to keep on doing beat making or writing songs? Are there either of these things you want to keep on doing?
I'll keep on beat making.
Yeah.
Songs is hard.
Yeah.
Too much work.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, DJ Steele, for talking with us today. Anything else you want to say before we wrap this up?
Out.
Out. So that was DJ Steele. Coming up next, we have DJ Callis with a... This is really more like a freestyle, although DJ Callis was a pretty awesome freestyler. So this one we called I Like Math. It was just part of the freestyle. I think DJ Callis had a wonderful sense for sort of absurdity and humor in his lyrics. And I really appreciated everything. He brought a lot of energy to the recording process. Sometimes a little chaotic energy, but when it got channeled into a song like this, it's a joy to behold. So check it out, DJ Callis, I Like Math.
I like doing math, and I get cash from college, and I like doing math. 5 times 5 is 25. 5 times 5 is 25. Yeah, I rhyme. Yeah, I got a dime. Yeah, I got a chain. Yeah, I got a rhyme. Yeah, and I don't play. Yeah, I'm okay. And I ain't the son that's sad every day. And I don't even care. Yeah, I don't even play. Could you say something? Okay, that's that.
All right. So the track you just heard was I Like Math by DJ Callis. And to kind of shift the mood a little bit, we've got a really, really wonderful, emotionally intense track coming up called Gotta Go Hard. This is the longest track we've recorded here at the Women's Center and Shelter, and also by far the most collaborative track. This track features a couple of our youth participants, one of whom did the beat making, one of whom recorded a verse, and then a bunch of moms. We've had one mom featured previously on the track, but this is the first time that we've had a bunch of moms all record.
Yeah. And another thing that's really cool about this, so the beat was made by DJ Strong, and his mom really wanted to be, you know, sit in on the workshop that we were doing and had to go to a meeting. But when she came back, she just came in and freestyled this verse that, you know, you just make sure you pay attention till the end, because when she came back in, she really shut it down, and you'll be able to hear that in the track.
Yeah, and the first verse, I just want to add in that the first verse featuring DJ Dreamer is a poem that she wrote on her own and then came in here and sort of freestyled the end of. And I think that that's what many of our participants have done. You know, they've written something that feels finished and polished, and then they come in here and use it kind of as a jumping off point and do some freestyling with it and kind of use it as a guideline, and it works out really well.
Yeah.
So
she was also freestyling some other lyrics that we didn't include in this song just because they were more about like making fun of the people in the room. But I was really impressed that you know, a lot of times some of the girls will be shyer about rapping, but she was rapping circles around the boys and everyone else in the room off the top of her head, which was fun, very fun to see.
Yeah. So without any further introduction, here is Gotta Go Hard, a track that is definitely going to make you feel things.
Yeah. This is my jam.
It never hurt me again. A pretty picture on the wall, I swear I'll never fall. Hurting me inside and my tears keep falling. I keep on crying at night. I hug my pillow and I really hold it every night. And I die inside. As the petals fall from the flower, I wipe my eye. It feels like heaven and I swear I'm never gonna die. As the bodies lie and they lie. I keep on crying every night. I hug it every night and I tell my mom that I'm gonna be alright. Yes, I'm gonna be okay. It's just hard each day. It's a struggle that we gotta get through. It's worse, baby girl, it's me and you. I never gonna stop getting it. I'm gonna work hard till I get my grades up and get them A's up and get the K's up. And I swear to God, everything.
Every day I tell my kids it's gonna be okay. Every day's a fight, but you know we gonna be alright. Cause I'm dipping in the cut, getting my bread up, and you know what? I'm trying to make it clean, cause the kids is alright, you know what I mean? Every day, freestyle off my brain, what you say? That's what I do. Got my pink sweatsuit in the cut, that's what I do. Bring that bread up, bring it right back, and we gonna be all right in the hood. I messed up, I gotta rap. The first one was...
You may think that things will never change, but baby, it'll be okay. Baby, it will be okay. Through the frustration and the pain, come sunshine.
That was Gotta Go Hard, our final track on the Community Source Mixtape Project podcast number 3. Thank you so much for listening with us today. You can find out more information about the Community Source Mixtape Project along with more songs and poems from our workshops at wcsmixtape.tumblr.com. Again, that's wcsmixtape.tumblr.com. Tell us what you think of the songs you heard today. You can record feedback for our youth participants at our voicemail line, 412-256-8129. That's 412-256-8129. Be advised that we will potentially use your messages in upcoming podcasts and projects, so make your message sound nice. Mm-hmm. Might be recorded. We'd also like to thank the Sprout Fund for their generous support, as well as the Women's Center and Shelter, all of the wonderful and supportive staff here, and most of all, the talented teens who bring their awesome energy and creativity to make this project possible.
Yes. And I should say, and their moms too.
And their moms too, because that last track, that last track is incredible. Just real quick, I also want to say that you should keep an eye out for our zine featuring all of the poetry written by youth over the course of the entire year here at the Women's Center and Shelter. That zine is going to be released in PDF form on our blog, wcsmixtape.tumblr.com, and there will also be physical copies of it that will be featured, that will be distributed at the local library and other places around the city. So keep an eye out for it.
Yep. And I should say also the next episode of the podcast is going to be our mixtape. I'm going to be making a mega mix of all of the tracks and pieces of interviews. And also, you know, hopefully we have some calls from that voicemail hotline. I'll be able to work in there too. So if you have called in and are, you know, wondering why you not have not heard any of those voices yet, they will be coming. So keep a lookout for the WCS community mixtape coming soon to this podcast.